I think as the final part of this segment of our conversations of understanding pnimius, what this door is, where we are in time, who we are. So I wanted to learn with you this Torah from Sikkes HaTzadik, from Tzadik HaKohen from Lublin. Listen, I might change my mind next week and do another one of something else, but for now, this is where I am in Reb Tzadik. There's a new edition of Sikkes HaTzadik that came out from the Chevre in Nahariya. It's like an Oiz V'Hadid type of Reb Tzadik on Sikkes HaTzadik that just came out a little while ago that opens up the whole Sefer for everybody. I hope that you have the sheets that were sent to you. If Moshe David is listening, Moshe David Lachman, I sent them to him last week. I hope that you have them. Do you have the sheets from Reb Tzadik? From Sikkes HaTzadik?
Yeah, we got them. Maybe they were sent
good.
Out.
Meisha David is very good at what he does. So let's learn. It's Kuf Samach Dalad. We're going to learn. Sikkes HaTzadik is the Torahs are very short, but each one is packed mamish. Hey Phil, is that you? How you doing? You get to see my old friends. But every Torah is mamish packed. And the Biurei HaChassidus and the Makaris over here are tremendous help. I mean, I'm learning Sikkes HaTzadik already for almost 50 years. And this opens up the Sefer and helps with understanding the Pshat, because Reb Tzadik speaks very, very briefly. Everything is short, very, very short. So let's learn Kuf Samach Dalet. I don't even know if we need to do the whole piece, but the Iker is something that I have spoken about over the years. And now that we've spent so much time last week with the Leshem, that amazing Leshem that we learned last week, and the Ramchal and the Maimar HaGeula, and the Ramami Panu, to understand who are these neshamas that are called, that Reb Tzadik refers to as neshamas who come mechelko shemashiach, the neshamas of our generation, that were sent davke into these difficult times. And I'm not talking about Corona. You know, everything begins now in our difficult and challenging times. This is a Kleinigkeit Corona. I'm talking about the Metzius of Tavshin Pei, before Corona, after Corona, what it means to be growing up at this time. This time, especially as a yeshiva bacher, in our times, not just the boys, the girls also, but especially a yeshiva bacher, in our times, and all of us, but especially the bacherim. So let's learn Kuf Samach Dalet together. V'da'as b'nei Adam, ein habal tshuva k'mar hatzadik gabba. B'das b'nei Adam, ein habal tshuva k'mar hatzadik gabba. In the eyes of the world, the Baal Tshuva is not appealing. It doesn't look as good as the Tzadik Gomer. It doesn't look so good. Now, again, I must remind you, we're not talking about, when Reb Tzadik says Baal Tshuva, he's not talking about the person who grew up without Yiddishkeit and discovered it later on and, you know, and became from. He's talking about about us trying to become better after messing up, trying to become good again, back and forth. He's talking about an old-fashioned Baal Tshuva, the original Baal Tshuva, not the modern use of the word Baal Tshuva. So b'das b'nei Adam ain't a Baal Tshuva k'mar hatzadik gomer. In the minds of people, the Baal Tshuva is not so chashuv as the tzadik. Everybody has tremendous admiration for the modern types of Baal Tshuva. You know, the one that was doing all kinds of averus and never heard about Yiddishkeit till he was 23. Then, you know, left some big position in his office and went off to Israel and learned for 2 years and became, you know, he became frum. And everybody has tremendous admiration for that for that chaver, for good reason, right? Phil, you get these kids over to Eretz Yisrael, and they come back, right? It's unbelievable when you see them coming back and they want to marry Jews and they want to be Jewish and they want to eat kosher. It's the most rewarding, exciting thing in the world. It's the most exciting thing in the world. And everybody says to them, wow, you're the greatest. Come to us for Shabbos. We want to make a chasna for you. We're going to make Shabbat Bachs for you. Everybody, we can't do enough for these Baal Tshuva. The world is open for the Baal Tshuva. But when you get a kid, like from a yeshivish kid, or a regular kid from the yeshivas, whatever it is, a modern yeshiva, whatever it is, a chassid yeshiva. And the guy, and he went into bad stuff. He was doing all kinds of bad stuff. And now he's trying a little bit to come back. He doesn't get such a big shalom aleichem, right? He doesn't get such a big shalom aleichem. It's like I remember I once heard from an old Hungarian Rav, a terrible vart. He said that when they bring in the baby to the moil by the bris, so he's an oral. He's an oral, right? He's not yet really 100% a Jew, right? He didn't get a bris yet. Then the whole oilim says, Baruch haba, Baruch haba. But after you give him a bris, then they send him off with his mother into the Ezra's Noshim. Nobody even knows where the kid is, or nobody cares where the kid is. They just run for the rugelach and for the herring, whatever. Nobody cares where the kid is. When he was an oral, when he wasn't yet gemal, then Baruch haba. But now that he's already one of the chevra, he's michutz. So the Bali tshuva that come from far away, they give him a big Baruch haba. Tell us your story. But when you have a bacha that's struggling and he's trying to be better today, and in that difficult situation that he's in, misham, from that place that he's in, he's working on himself, he's trying to make something of his life, usually that's not such a big baruch haba. Usually the parents still have tightness. How come you're not like your brother? How come you're not like your cousin? And you gave us such a hard time. And we're not going to help you with this, and we don't want to. And you're not the way. You know, you're not turning out the way that we wanted, the way that we expected. So Reb Tzadok begins by saying, "Bedas bnei adam ain't about tshuva k'mo hatzadik gomer." In our own eyes, when we look at ourselves, trying to be better, he says, "The baal tshuva is not as choshev as the tzadik." Ve'ein tzarich loyma shiyu achatoyim she'osa kvar chashuvim kizchuyis. Now, even though we all know that the Gemara says in Yuma, that the Gemara says that when a person does tshuva, real serious, sincere tshuva mehava, that all of his aveiros are transformed into mitzvahs. So we should look at this about tshuva, at this person who's working on himself and changing and becoming better. We should look at him, ki'ilu, all of his aveiros are mitzvahs. Like they say from the Holy Kiddush Hashem, from the Baditshuva, you know, the Baditshuva only saw good in people. Everybody knows that. So there was in Baditshuva, there was a famous Ganav. And the Baditshuva was always asking him, he was always saying to him, Yosel, you have to stop. You have to stop with the Ganavis. You know, it's not good. And they keep on catching you and you're getting into trouble and it's no good. Yosel, you have to stop stealing. You have to stop. And he said, Rabbi, I'm going to try. So the Baditshuva said to him once they caught Yossel and they were taking him to jail. And the Baditshuva went to him to try to get him out of jail. And the Baditshuva said to him, Yossel, I want to tell you something. I'm so jealous of you. And the Ganav said, Rebbe, he's jealous of me. And the Baditshuva says, I'm so jealous of you because the Gemara says that when you do tshuva, all of your affairs are going to become mitzvahs. So I'm so jealous of all the mitzvahs that you have. I'm so jealous of your mitzvahs when you do tshuva. So Yosef is back and Rebbe, you haven't seen anything yet from the mitzvahs that you're going to have from me. I'm not done. I'm not done with my averis. You're going to have many, many, many more mitzvahs from me. So the Gemara, we all believe that the averis are changed into mitzvahs. We believe the Gemara. The averis are all transformed into the mitzvahs. But the truth is, Reb Tzadok says, Afa pisha mamim b'divrei Rabbeinu, shezedainis nasik ezachias. Even though we all believe what it says in the Gemara, that the tshuva is so great that the averis become mitzvahs, and v'gam amru, as we were talking about last week, the mokum shabali tshuva oynim tzaddikim gemurim einim yecholim la'amay. Mokim shebal tshuva oimdim, tzaddikim gemurim einim yecholim la'amay. We learned that last week from the Ramah Yipanu, and we've been talking about these past few months, this inyan of mokim shebal tshuva oimdim, and that how our generation, those neshamas were sent mamish into the most difficult situations to try to take out the neshamas together with themselves by lifting themselves up to bring out those neshamas ha'asukas that are trapped in the world of Tumah. And we learned that therefore, Malkam Shabbali Tshuva Oimdim, remember what we were talking about last week, the Ramami Panu, that the tzaddikim, they live in Gan Eden. They're in Gan Eden. The Jews that are not tzaddikim, these Bali Tshuva, these ones who are struggling, they're living outside of Gan Eden. They're living outside of Gan Eden. And they're making tikkunim outside of Gan Eden, as we learned last week, that the tzaddik can't make. The tzaddik lives in his Gan Eden and everything is nice. But the ones who are outside, the ones who are outside. So those are the ones that are the paratroopers. Those are the tanchanim we've been talking about. The soldiers, the Navy SEALs and the tanchanim that are working to bring themselves back and bring other Jews back. So we learned that even Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of such people. Nevertheless, last night I got a phone call about this family of a young lady, and they were asking me about a bacha that I know from yeshiva, a bacha that I know, I'm very close to. And the first thing the parents wanted to know, they said, we heard he's a very nice family. We heard he knows how to learn. But we want to know, does he have a past? That's what they asked me. Does he have a past? They said, yeah, he's got 21 and a half years in his past. They said, Rabbi, you know what we mean. Does he have a past? You know, does he have a past? And it's a fair question for the girl's parents to ask. Does he have a past? I didn't ask them, what about your Chashka? Does she have a past? I didn't ask them that. But they want to know, does he have a past? So here from the perspective of Chaburas Yosef HaTzadik, so I would like to say, Baruch Hashem, he has such a past, you wouldn't believe what this guy's been up to. This guy has been mamish crazy. He was doing the craziest things. He was doing drugs. He was doing girls. He was thrown out of yeshiva for slitting the tires of the mashgiach, you know. This guy mamish is, and then he did tshuva. He did tshuva and he's steiging. And he's steiging and he's Yirei Shemayim and he's building his life into something and he's going to work now and he learns every day. He learns every day, an hour in the morning, an hour at night, and he's learning Daf Yomi. If I would say that, click. But then I'm calling out after the parents. But it says in the Gemara, Mokim Shabbalit Shuvaimdim. Mokim Shabbalit Shuvaimdim. I'm giving you have the biggest chus. You're going to marry your daughter. Your perfect princess is going to marry a Baal Tshuva, a Choshuva guy. He pulled himself, and he pulled up 500 neshamas from 1,000 years ago. He pulled out from the dungeon. And you know what these parents are going to say to me? First they'll say, you're nuts. Then they'll say, do us a favor, marry more to your granddaughter. It's not for our daughter. It's for your granddaughter, not for our daughter. Our daughter wants, it's tzaddik. Our daughter wants someone that never left Gan Eden. She was born in Gan Eden, Kilo. She was born in our world, Gan Eden, and she never left Gan Eden. And that's how our daughter, that's what we want for our daughter, a perfect young man. Everything is gleich, perfect, no problems, no problems. I had a phone call before Pesach about a shidduch. Listen to this: that the parents of the girl were concerned because the boy's grandparents are Holocaust survivors, and they were concerned that maybe they had a negative impact upon the grandson. There's the Meiser. You hear this? I said, first of all, I don't know if you know that I'm not a grandson. I'm a child of Holocaust survivors. Could be I need a lot of therapy, and back in our days we didn't do that. We winged it. I never went for therapy. I could probably use a lot of it. I said, you're telling me that now it's a new thing. It's a chisaron by a Jewish boy that his grandparents were in Auschwitz. That's a chisaron. You're afraid that maybe something happened to him. If anything happened to him, he became a person who is bigger and greater. These are the musagim. These are the hasagas that people have. That maybe. So they right away said, "No, we don't mean there's anything bad. We have the greatest respect for Holocaust survivors. We understand it's a very, very big thing. But we just are worried that maybe that had a negative impact upon his life. Maybe it had a negative impact upon his life." So what Rav Tzadok is saying is that everybody knows the Gemaras that b'mokim shabali tshuva oimdim tzadikim gemarim enim chelun lama. That the Bala Tshuva, they're big people, they're heroic people, they're fantastic, we respect them, but do us a toiva, do me a toiva, not to marry my kid. I don't want that for my kid. I want somebody that everything was straight. Everything was clear. Now, in all fairness, they could be worried about some lingering habits. That's totally fair. That, by the way, is totally fair. But to be concerned about lingering habits, especially if there were any addictions, you have to worry about that. I'm making a little bit fun. I'm being a little bit strong to make the point. Obviously, there are sometimes very justifiable concerns. But the bottom line is, what Sadiq is saying, is that the Olam, with all of the Gemaras that praise Bali Tshuva, the Olam is not crazy about them. They're not crazy about them. And every one of us, if we would have a choice, we don't. But if we had a choice, we'd want our kids not to go through anything bad. We'd like them to just stay straight in Gan Eden, everything nice. What about all of these things that we've been learning for the last month about how these are the Jews that are mamish rescuing the generation and bringing Mashiach Tzidkenu into our lives? Okay, you know, that's nice, but maybe somebody else could do that. Maybe some other guy in Shul's kid could do it. I don't want my kid to do it. You don't want your kid to sign up for the Tzanchanim? No, I don't want my kid. You're not happy? I'm happy that there are a lot of, I like that there are a lot of good soldiers in Sal, but I don't want my kid to go, you know what I mean? So let somebody else's kid be a Tzanchan. Do me a favor. My kid, I want him to stay in Yeshiva. I don't want him going in a parachute into enemy territory. I want my kid just to be a regular Yeshiva guy. Straight. Nice, clean, steiging. That's what we all want. So we're in good company. We're in good company. Because Rav Tzadok goes on to explain, you can go after the brackets, because he goes on to just talk about the other mandama that holds that the Tzadok is bigger than the Baal Shuv. We don't have to go into that right now. Continue where it says, Vahainu. On the next, you see where it says, Vahainu l'fishat shuv v'nikra. So we're in good company. We're in the company of Yaakov Avinu. And I've explained this, Reb Tzadok, I've said it many times over the years. He writes about this in a number of places in his Svarim. Because when Yaakov Avinu came to the house of Lavan, he was going there to get married. When he went to Besul, to Lavan's house, he was going there to get married. He was going there to get a wife. And he had a choice between two wonderful Nashim Sadkanias. He had a choice between Rachel and Leah. Now, if you were given the same choice for your son, imagine you're Yitzchak, and you're sending your Yaakov Avinu, you and Rivka, Yitzchak and Rivka, you and your wife, are sending your Yaakov to go to marry a girl. And it turns out that the Shadchan comes back and says, we have these two sisters, getting aside from all the halacha stuff before Hasinai and all that. There are these two girls. Forget about sisters. They're these two girls. The first one's name is Leah, and the second one is Rachel. The two girls, Rachel and Leah. So tell me something about the two. And both of them are willing to. They're interested in going out with my son. Both of them are interested in going out with the son. And you don't know that there's a hechatimza to marry both of them, right? So both of them are interested in your son. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the two girls. Can you tell me a little bit about the two girls? So the Shadchan says like this. Well, I'll tell you about Rachel first. First of all, she's Yefas Toya, Yefas Mar. I want to tell you, Rachel is the most lovely, the most beautiful woman in the entire world. And if you don't believe me, I'll send you a graduation picture. She is the most beautiful girl in the entire world. That's true. Rachel is the most beautiful girl. And then the mother, you know, she asked the mother asked some questions. What size is she? I don't know what the sizes are for girls. Is she a size 5, a size 7? I don't know what they are. You know, she wants to know if she has a nice figure. And the shadchan just says, a figure? It says, you're fast, toy, you're fast. Beautiful from head to toe. Beautiful. And what about, does she have a past? A past? She is A+. She is the valedictorian in Hebrew and English. She never in her life ever said no to her parents. She is kind, sweet, brilliant, gentle, beautiful. Okay, wow. What about Leah? Okay, so listen, Leah, any Leah Rakais, you know, she has potential. She has potential. No, how pretty is she? Any Leah Rakais, whatever that means. You can't compare to Rachel. I mean, I'll be honest with you, can't compare to Rachel. As far as her beauty is concerned, can't compare to Rachel. What about anything in her past? Well, I have to be honest with you, since you're paying me $25,000, I have to be honest with you that Leah did have a relationship with this guy called Esav. Now, of course, in Chumash, Leah and Esav did not ever have a relationship. But you all know, and the Reb Tzadok is going to bring it down in a second, that the Shadchanim wanted to make a Shidduch, the older to the older, the younger to the younger, that Rachel was supposed to marry Yaakov Avinu, and Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Because Esav had the koyches to become the biggest Baal Tshuva that ever lived. The hunter, the Meshiganer, the one that was on the streets, that could have done Tshuva. Leah had in her all of the darker impulses of Esav. The Shidduch was made in Shemayim. Yaakov is going to marry Rachel. Yaakov is what? Yishtam, Yishtam, the perfect yeshiva bacher. Yaakov Avinu, right? Every mother's dream was Yaakov Avinu. Perfect yeshiva bacher. Davening on time, Seder on time, everything looks nice, taken care of. Yishtam, 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 perfect midas, a mensch. Yaakov, Yishtam, Yishtam. Yaakov has a brother, Esav. Okay, I tell you, he's a per adam, a vilde mensch. Well, that's Yishmael. Esav is an ish yedet side, and Esav, yeah. He has a past. So the Shadchanim and Shemayim were making a shidduch between Yaakov and Rachel, and Leah and Esav. And when Yaakov Avinu came there, when he saw Rachel, it was love at first sight. And that was it. That's what he wanted. That's what he was dreaming of. And there's no question that that's all that his family could have ever asked for, to have a girl like Rachel. Because Yaakov Avinu wanted to have a perfect wife, a perfect life, and perfect children. That's what Yaakov Avinu wanted. Every Jewish parent wants that. Now, Rebbeinu Shlomo had other plans. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to make a shidduch for Yaakov Avinu that wasn't so pashut. It wasn't so pashut, this shidduch. Because there are two worlds, Chevra, there are two worlds. There's the world of Rachel and there's the world of Leah. There are two worlds. There's the world of the tzaddik and there's the world of the Baal Tshuva. Everybody wants the tzaddik. Everybody wants Rachel. Everybody wants perfection. Everybody wants beauty. Everybody wants things to be prepackaged, ready-made, ready to go. Everybody wants that. That's called the Alma Dizgalia, the revealed world. Look what Reb Tzadok says. Why is it that Baal Tshuva are not so chashuv in the eyes of people with all the Gemaras that we know about Baal Tshuva? So Reb Tzadok says, V'hainu lefi shat Tshuva nikra Alma Dizkasya. Because Tshuva comes from the deepest, deepest world. That's called the hidden world, the Alma Dizkasya. That world that's connected to the sphere of Bina that we can't understand. It's so deep. It's so hidden from us. Hashem's mysterious way of running the world that we've been learning about the past few months. of what of Hashem wanting every single inch of reality, even the darkest places, to be brought back to Him, to be lifted up to Him. So tshuva is the alma diskas, yeah. The world of the Baal Tshuva. You see, everybody knows why Leah wasn't so beautiful, which Reb Tzadik brings down. I'm just giving you a little bit in advance, but you know why. Leah really, on a deeper level, is more beautiful than Rachel. But Leah is the world of Tshuva. And the reason that she lost some of her beauty, Eine Leah Rakais, Chazal tell us, which Reb Tzadik will bring, is because Leah knew that she was destined to marry Esav. That's what the Shadchanim and Shemayim were making a Shidduch. And Leah was crying and crying and crying and begging Hashem and crying and davening to overcome the darker part of herself. She had the same darkness inside of her, like Esau. That was the Shidduch. To overcome that part of herself, to be good. Even though for her being good was so hard. For Rachel, being good, like one of those kids that you have at home, is easy. But then there's another one of your kids that to be good is so unbelievably hard. For Leah to be good was every second she was fighting against the Esav inside of her. You understand? She was fighting against the Esav. She had all of the darkness, all that was that darkness of Esav, Leah had rumbling inside of her. She had all the turbulence of Esav. Esav lost control of himself and he became Esav. Leah Imenu is the world of tshuva. Alma Diskasya, she's really more beautiful than Rachel, but the world sees her as being not beautiful because the Malachim saw that she has a past, meaning they saw that she has a past of struggling, of difficulties. She's not so, everybody wants Rachel. Yaakov wants Rachel. Everybody wants Rachel, the valedictorian. The pretty girl, the valedictorian, the skinny, pretty valedictorian. Everybody wants Rachel. What about Leah? We admire her very much. Very, very, very impressed how she overcame all of those things. And she turned away from the world of Esav. We're very impressed. But that's not for my son. That's not for my Yaakov. That's not. Because we want the Alma Dizgalia. We want Gan Eden. We want the revealed world of good. We want revealed good, which is the world of the Tzaddik. Finally, Fisha Tshuva Nikra Almadis Kasya. The Tshuva is the hidden world that we've been talking about, the mountains of darkness, the hillsides of Tumah that we've been talking about these past few weeks, the Ramchal and the Leshem and so on. We don't want for our son a girl that spent time in the mountains of darkness. You're saying that she took out all kinds of neshamas when she overcame the Esav inside of her, that Leah Yemeni became so great? It's very, very choshe. The mother of Mashiach Zekeinu was Leah Yemeni. Mashiach ben David, David comes from Leah Yemeni. No. David Malchus we wouldn't take for our daughter, by the way. I wouldn't take David. You'd take David for your daughter? Seriously, any of you would take David for your daughter? David HaMelech, you take for your daughter? What kind of shidduch is that? The first question you're going to ask the parents, your David, he has a past? The answer is, yeah, David had a past. David had a past. He had a past. Not only did he have a past, but Chazal say that David HaMelech walked around his whole life with a kupish al shvatzim, with like a necklace, a box that filled with shvatzim, with of his past, meaning of all kinds of impure things from his past that he never ever forgot about. He was always thinking about the various of his past. David Melech was always crying about his past. He had a kupish al shrotzim, a shrotzim, rodents and insects that he was thinking about, meaning about himself. That's how he looked at himself. You see in Tillim how he looked at himself. So who would take David HaMelech for a shidduch? He has a past. He has a past. David HaMelech and Leah Yemeni come from that world, Reb Tzadik says, it's called the Alma Diskasya, the world of tshuva. The fish had tshuva nikra Alma Diskasya, v'ena niglu v'nei odom ha'yakrus v'ha'yayfish abba. And the beauty, the Yofi, and the Yakrus, the value, the preciousness of that world of tshuva is not understood. Because the world of tshuva is beyond our understanding. What that means for a person to change. What that means for a person to change. To change, to become better. Tshuva, to do tshuva. Think for a second, Chevra, the shuls are opening up now. I said to somebody here this morning, why were you late for davening? You were 15, 20 minutes late for davening. You came to shul 15, 20 minutes late. For the last 3 months, you're screaming and crying and yelling that the Rishayim in Albany are not letting you go to shul. I don't see Governor Cuomo anywhere over here. There are no policemen standing outside the shul. Why did you come 15 minutes late instead of 15 minutes early? I thought you're so excited to be in shul. Thought you're so excited. You ready to, there was one of the rabbis said about, he has these young balabatim someplace, and he was saying about, he doesn't know, he's afraid that there's a sakana ruchanis, that his balabatim were in spiritual danger of going off the derech because the shuls were not opening up for them. I said, what are you joking? I know your guys, they're in spiritual danger because the shul's not opening? I'm sorry for being such a cynical person. The day after you open the shul, you're going to have to be begging them to come to shul on time. Old habits are very hard to break, however. So you can krechts about how much you love shul. Old habits are hard to break. But the Baal Tshuva is a person who has broken, not just habits, but has broken through the mountains of darkness. Unbelievable. Especially in the world of Yosef HaTzadik, that Inyan, what they've broken through, mamish, unbelievable. So you think that this would be a big shidduch? You would want to take such a boy? The Tzadik is saying, no. Yaakov didn't want Leah Yemenu. Leah's face of, I know my brother, Gutes Chayra. Leah is for him. That's that type. For me? Yaakov Avinu wants for me? Listen, I'm steiging my whole life. I'm sitting in yeshiva. I never did one aveira. I have the most beautiful midas. I'm the most popular guy in yeshiva. I'm the valedictorian. Why shouldn't I marry the valedictorian? Why do I have to have with Leia? What do I have in any with Leia? Leia's tshuva. So Tzadik says, tshuva? Tshuva is the alma diskasya. Tshuva is the hidden world. Only Hashem knows the depths of that world. In the end, by the way, Leia Yemen is the one who's buried with Yaakov, not Rachel. For all eternity, Leah is the one who's lying there in Meres Machpelah with Yaakov, and Rachel Imenu is by herself. Not with Yaakov forever. Leah. If he said, Shuvah nikra alma deskasya, venu niglu of ne'odam ha'yakus v'ayoy fishabra. V'yakov inu alo shalom, sherish kol yisro. Turn the page. Yaakov Avinu is the sherish of the Jewish people. We'll see some of the notes afterwards. Let's read fast. Yaakov Avinu is the sherish of all of Am Yisrael. Nemar boi kisnu aleya. So it says three of the most painful words in all of Tanakh. That Yaakov loved Rachel, but vayar Hashem kisnu aleya. That Leah was despised. So all the Mepharshim and Chazal are scrambling to put a spin on the word snua. I don't mean spin like it's not true, but meaning he didn't love her as much as he loved Rachel. He says, ki snua leia. The word says in Torah, snua. Snua means despised. Snua means hated. I mean, you could touch it up any way you like. But snua means, so Chazal says, snua maise esav beineha. But the pasuk says, snua leia. Ba'im zoratan. Which we'll see in the notes. Look, you see down there, just look at that from the Zohar Kodesh. You see an Ayin Dalet? Did it come out on the thing? Ayin Dalet down. So he brings from the Zohar Kodesh. You can read it in the Hebrew already. Look, we're in the bracket, in footnote Ayin Dalet. On the bottom, all the way on the bottom, where it says, Makaris Vitsiyunim, Ayin Dalet. Boy Re'e, the Zohar says, Oilam HaTachtoin Ubehiz Galus. This physical world is one that is revealed and open for everybody to see. Oilam HaElyon, but the Oilam HaElyon should call Dvar Vehim Biskasas. The Oilam HaElyon, everything is Biskasas, everything is concealed, everything is hidden. The world of Tshuva is a world that you don't see. I don't know what this kid went through to be able to get up today and put on film. Do I know what he went through? I don't know what he went through. Do I know what this girl went through to become the person that she became? That's the world of Tshuva. V'yakev b'meshem echusa lo nidbak b'ritzayna b'meshem ezgal. Yaakov only wanted what he could see. He didn't want what he couldn't see. And as far as what Yaakov saw, snua Leah. Leah comes from the world of Esav. It's very admirable. She's a big baal Tshuva. She didn't end up going and marrying Esav, you know. But there was something lingering inside of Yaakov Avinu and his Madrega of who Leah Imenu really was. Was she was a baal Tshuva. Not that she ever did, but in herself, there was a lot of turbulence. For her, things were not easy. For her to keep mitzvahs was not easy. For her to dress nicely was not easy. For Rachel, she was born with everything Tzniyaz did. Leah Imenu was not easy. He snu a Leah. Shayu Oimrim, back on top. Chazal say, in Bava Basra, Shayu Oimrim, Magdoyle Lagodl, the Shatchanim in Shemaim, they were saying the Malachim made a Shidduch, that the older ones for the older one, the younger ones for the younger ones. They made a Shidduch, Leah with Esav, and Rachel with Yaakov. Hain Lefi HaNigla, because according to what is revealed, even to the angels, but what's revealed, Sheyeches Chasu Shom L'Chelik Esav, Leah really belonged to the Chelik of Esav, just like a lot of the Chevron nowadays that we see them on the street. They belong to the Chelik of Esav, Lefi HaNigla, what we see. For Esav Boichem, the Gemara says that Leah Imenu was crying, because she had in her all of the darker impulses of Esav, but she was crying. And she pulled herself away from that world of Esav. She said, please, Rabbeinu Shalom, I could end up mamish like Esav. I don't want to be that way. Help me to be like my sister. Help me to belong, like my sister, help me to be zeichet to marry a person like Yaakov. She was crying till the Chazal said she lost her beauty. Her face was permanently somehow marred or damaged by all of her crying. Zeu soit hatshuva. Look what it says on top, where it says, "Biyoy Chasidus, Ner Maboy, Kisnu Aleya, Ba'ayim Bezoya, Shebevaday, Lo Haisa Sinis Yaakov Aleya Sin Agashvus Kipshuto." When it says in the pasuk, "Kisnu Aleya," doesn't mean God forbid he hated her like that. Can't even in the pshat, you can't say he hated her like in a Sin Agashvus, like you hate a person, like you hate a Rosh or something. It doesn't mean to hate. Ela Biyoy Hatam Dekevish Sherish Leya Imenu Ubaylam Habin Hamachusa, but Yaakov Avinu understood that the sherish of Leah Imenu is in the hidden world that's called Bina, which is Mechusa, which is the Amin Iskasi, which is the world of Tshuva. Hoya Olam Zen Nistar Afilu MiYaakov Avinu, and the greatness of that world of Tshuva, how beloved and dear that is in the eyes of Hashem, his paratroopers, Hashem's paratroopers, who are going down into the dungeons, into the mountains of darkness, and they're trying to be good over there and to pull themselves out. That is a good, that is a toiv that even Yaakov Avinu did not understand. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu did not see the greatness of Leah. And that's what it means, Kisnu Leah. Compared to Rachel, Kisnu Leah. Rachel's the girl, everything is perfect, no past. Leah is the girl with the past. Meaning, in this way of understanding, Leah is the Alma Diskasi, Leah is the world of Tshuva. Not that she did anything, but she had that inside of her to do those things. And only Hashem knew that. That's why Chazal say the first child she named Reuven, because she was saying, Reuven, only Hashem, only you saw, only you with your eyes, you knew what I went through. And the second son is called Shimon. And Shimon means only Hashem, only you heard my crying and davening. No one else knows what I went through. Only you saw and only you heard how hard it was for me. Every step along the way, how hard it was for me. What a struggle it's been for me to be good. Just to try to be good. I'm not talking about being the best one in my class, just not to end up with the shagits. How hard it is for me. Tzadik says he'll start a tshuva. Back on top. Masha Enkin, Rachel, Yifas Tov, Yifas Mara, Oy Rachel Yimeinu. Everybody wants Rachel for this son. And Yaakovina also wanted Rachel. That's why when he saw her right away, it was clear to him. Rachel Yifas Tov, Yifas Mara. Shakol Oymi Maktan Lakotin, Kiba Almedis Gal Yeshba Yoifi Maisim. Because Yaakovina was living in Almedis Gal in the revealed world of holiness. Yaakov never did anything wrong. Yaakovina didn't have these big gates, always didn't have all of this turbulence inside. Yaakovina wasn't thinking of throwing everything away. You know, there's a beautiful bracha that I'm very close to. And on Thursday, he sent me a message that he's been trying so hard to stay away from a certain bad thing in his life. There's a certain girl that's not for him. And he's trying to stay very not for him. And he knows it's not for him. It's been a problem for a long time. And he's trying so hard to stay away from this girl. And he said that he doesn't know. He says, maybe I don't know what to do. I feel like I can't hold on anymore. I think I might have to just leave everything. Because if I take my Yiddishkeit seriously, the way that I want to, the way I believe in, then I can't go with this girl. So I don't know what to do. I might have to let go of my Yiddishkeit in order that I can get this girl. Only Hashem sees such a cheshbon. On the outside, he looks like a regular yeshiva boy. He's a regular yeshiva boy. But who knows what he's going through? Only Hashem. He shared a little bit with me, with a Rebbe of his, but what he's going through, and he's going to make it. He's great. He's great. He's great. He's going to make it. I know 1,000% he's going to make it. His mom is a heroic person, this guy. A heroic person. And he's going to make it. But he looks at himself as, in his own eyes, ki sonui anochi. God must hate me. Everybody wants, it should be nice. Yaakovina had everything nice, everything clear, everything good. That's his life. And he wanted a girl like that. Almedis Galia, everything is clear, everything is open, an open book. Avo mikomakom ikit tolodis mishalaya. But isn't it amazing? The Psodic says, the ikit tolodis, the main children, so to speak, the mass of the family, comes from Leah. The vast majority of Am Yisrael, all of us, are children of Leah Yemenu. What happened? What's left of us? We're all from Leah Yemenu. Are there descendants of Yosef HaTzadik that are mysteriously in the world somewhere? She'eris Yosef, Kenzai. But to the best of our knowledge, we're Kahanim or Levim, who come from Leah, and we're the vast majority of us come from Yehuda. What happened to the Aseres HaShvatim? But Bichlal, by the Shivtei Ka, the chunk of Shivtei Ka comes from Leah Yemenu. Mashiach ben David, the ultimate redemption of the world, is Davke from Leah Yemenu, from the world that nobody wanted. Just like David HaMelech in his own house, was never considered by his parents to be the one who Shmuel was coming to anoint as king, right? And only later on, David Melech said, Evan, Ma'asu Abayim, Ma'asu L'Reish Pina. My own parents thought I was worthless. My brothers. That when Shmuel and Avi came to anoint the king, they didn't even bring me, my father never even thought I was up to be a candidate. He didn't even go get me from the field to come in. He left me outside watching the animals. Well, my brothers were standing there, and Shmuel goes with the oil, and the oil goes back into the jar. And Shmuel says to Yishai, Yishai was David's father, he's a big tzaddik. And Shmuel says to Yishai, so you see how a parent could not touch up a kid the right way, it's not just us. Shmuel says to Yishai, do you have any other children? Do you have any other sons? So Yishai says, I have the younger one. He drives around in the forest a lot, he sings a lot, I don't know what he's a funny kid. Evan Masu Abinim Heisler Eshpina. The other sons? Other sons. Tabgai, Lakewood, Mir, Panovich, Tabgai. Number one. He's number one all over. The other sons. And who's David? David is out in the field. He's a working. That son works. It's not. He can't possibly be king. He works. He's a working kid. He's a working guy. He's not in yeshiva. No, he works. Oy, Sher Cotton. Eben Maso Abanim Haisle Reish Pina, the Dovid HaMelech, Mashiach comes to Africa from the world of Tshuva. The children that you and I disregard the most, the ones that we don't consider potential Mashiachs, the ones that we think are outside and lost and this and that, those are the ones Shmuel. Bring him in. Bring him in. Ikka, listen to what he says. We're not going to have time to explain this yet today. We'll finish next week. The main bulk of the family and the whole future of the Jewish people, Be'emes and Panemis, is Leah Yimein. Moshe Rabbeinu is from Leah. Mashiach ben David is from Leah. Mishaleah. The world of Tshuva. Just read the next few words and we'll pick up with this next week. Sheikah Hilode is Chachas de Vetona Fashos de Ratzon Hashem. Hakolik de Madrega de Tshuva. Because the Ikke Chedushim is Chachas, renewal. Renewal. The Ikke is Chachas. Turning oneself around, changing the world, changing your world. The Ikke is Chachas comes from the world of Tshuva. The world of Tshuva. The most understanding, the deepest world is the world of Tshuva. Changing your life, turning things around. Mashiach's going to turn the whole world around. He's got to understand the whole world in order to turn it around. The deepest world is the world of Tshuva. The deepest world. And it's the one that's most productive, most fertile. Most fertile, the world of Tshuva. It brings the most fruit into the world is the world of Tshuva. I can think that even our various become mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are mitzvahs, and even their various become mitzvahs. It's the most fertile world. It's a miraculous world where things all of a sudden are transformed and changed. That's the world of Tshuva. That's the world of Chidush HaTorah. But the Baruch Shalom, Reb Tzadik is saying, it's the most chashuv of the world. Not that we intentionally do a various like that, like the Ganav and Berditchev, so I can have more mitzvahs in this day. And we should want our kids to be, should be good. To understand what we're dealing with, what we're talking about. All right, there's a lot more to do on this Torah. We have to go back and do some notes and finish the Torah. So we're gonna come. Mitzvah will return to this next Sunday. In the meantime, be careful with those ones that are look a little bit like snuim, look a little bit like they're not the top of the class. Keep an eye on them. The ones that are not at the top of the class. You never know. Right? Shlomo Kalbach used to say, you never know. You know, I just never know. Aye. And if we look at our kids that way, we should also be good to ourselves too. Right? We should hear B'Serus Tavis. We should be refuous. We should be Nechamas. And we should be Zaycheh not to, to really see Mashiach Tzakeinu. Not just to talk about him, but to meet him in person. Bezat Hashem. Wonderful day. Man.